Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from the upper room of the Sankofa Divinity Talk Show. I am your hostess, Moses. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing. And you know what that thing is, being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. Today is Tuesday, and yes, it is a glorious, glorious day. I am so delighted to be the divine expression of all that is, and I'm even more delighted that I can come on and encourage others and motivate others to do the same. You know, we here at Sankofa Divinity, we're always talking about returning home to self. Who is self? Your divine self, the higher aspect of who you are as a divine being. That's what we do here. And we say, come as you are. Come as you are. You know why we say come as you are? Because if you come as you are, you will not leave as you were. That's how we feel about that. We're very confident in the things in which we say, and we trust that it will deliver and it will set you free, and whatever mindset or discord that you may have within your own being, okay? Before I even get started, I will say that, you know, if anyone wants to call in, you can call in at 563-999-3476. Or you can always contact Dr. Yahshua Elohim at SankofaDivinity.com. Go to my website and you can look at the services that we provide. There is life coaching from a mental, spiritual, and emotional perspective. I am also your Reiki master teacher. So I do Reiki therapy, and I can conduct Reiki therapy long distance, okay? And just an added bonus, there is tarot card reading. So that's what we do here. You want to contact me via phone or, you know, office, you can always reach me at 984-444-2157. Call in and get your free consultation and, you know, see if we can get some things moving as far as your healing. Why am I so big on healing? Because that's what we're here to do. At the end of the day, we're here to heal ourselves, but we cannot heal ourselves by ourselves. We need other individuals in our lives to help us or to assist us to cultivate that spirituality that is within us. And as we do that, as we venture out and we allow others to come into our lives and we allow ourselves to be somewhat vulnerable and open to the concept or the idea of healing or returning home to self, we enter into a whole different arena of many blessings. What are those blessings? Peace of mind, tranquility, balance, peace, poise, power. What is power? Having the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, without any kind of emotions attached to it, okay? Although we do need emotions to stimulate and get us moving, but there are some emotions that can come into place and that will not only retard, but paralyze you from moving into the space in which you need to move into. And, you know, again, returning home to self is about leveling up. As you return home to self, you have to understand that there are different levels within your being, because we are multidimensional beings as divine beings. So there are different levels. Just think about it. I want you to think about it, because if I'm talking about levels, then there's something outside of you that corresponds to those levels. So for an example, you go to the Hilton, or you go to the Marriott, You go to the embassy suite. Guess what? They have many levels, right? Why do they have many levels? Those levels correspond with who you are as a multidimensional being. So if you're on the first level of yourself, huh? If you're on the first level of yourself, you see ground zero. You see absolutely nothing because you're too close to the things that you are caught up in or the situation that you are caught up in. You're too close to it. This is why you have that saying, you can't see the forest for the tree. You're too close to the tree. But if you begin to move up in those levels, then you begin to see the forest from different angles and different perspectives. And when you do that, you can make different choices, huh? You begin to make different choices. Your choices that you make will catapult you into evolving and returning home to self, returning home to your divinity. I was telling a very dear friend of mine whom I care deeply about. I was telling them that I am my best friend and I am married to myself first, because if I am my best friend first and I am married to myself, just think what I can give another person. I can give them so much more. I can give them that best. I can give them that love that is full of substance and that is earth-shaking and groundbreaking. You know what I'm saying? Everything begins and ends with you. We say we walk around and we tell people we love them and we love them and we want this for them and we want that. But at the end of the day, when you sit down and talk to yourself, when you sit down and go within yourself with deep reflections within yourself, do you really love you? That is the question. Do you really love you and all that is about you? All that is about you. How do you know that you are so in love with you? You know, based on the conversations or the dialogue and what you have with yourself. Do we wake up in the morning and we tell ourselves how much we love ourselves, or how much we're so looking forward to enjoying the festivities of this world with ourselves? See, we're married to ourselves first, but we're so quick to marry into someone else, huh, that we don't even realize that we are divorcing or even fornicating or even committing adultery against our own divinity. See, everything begins and ends with you. Everything begins with you, ends with you. Nothing happens outside of you unless it has happened. Unless it has happened within you, because at the end of the day, and you know what we do here at Sankofa Divinity, we talk about being the co-creator of all that is and all that will ever be. Why are we the co-creator? Because there's something always bigger. There's a bigger source. There's a major intelligence. There's the absolute truth behind you that is observing you as you create, and it is assisting you in the thing in which you create. So you're not only creating, but you're co-creating with the divine of all that is and all that will ever be. That is what you're doing. So, you know, saying that, we have to be mindful of the conversations in which we have with ourselves, huh? How we talk to ourselves. Because how we talk to ourselves, 9 times out of 10, that's how you're going to talk to someone else, huh? If you have not come face and place within yourself where you can love yourself internally, and love all that is about you unconditionally, you cannot show it or give it to someone else. And I'm going to say this. Even when you have so much love within yourself and you love yourself so much, there is going to be moments in your life, and I call them moments of adversity. But those moments of adversity, they come to assist and cultivate, help you cultivate your own spirituality. They are going to come in your life. You're going to have knee-jerk experiences that come into your life, and you may fly off the handle. You may say this. You may say that. You may even do some things. But because of the love, the fullness of the love that you have for self, you are going to be quick to apologize, to ask for forgiveness, because somewhere in the midst of you doing and saying and being however you are with the other individual, you come to the realization that the things in which you've said and did to the other individual, my goodness, you have already done them unto yourself. So guess what? You have to be the first responder. You have to go to self first and say, forgive me, self, for I have trespassed against you. Because when you do that, then you can go out and you can ask the other person for forgiveness. And you can forgive the other person because all of the forgiveness has happened within your being already. And it doesn't matter what the other person say, what they do, how they conduct themselves around you. It doesn't even matter. You know why? Because you have already fully forgiven thine self. You have already come into the completion and the perfection and the wholeness of who you are. Another level, if you will. Another level. Another level. I'm reading this book, and I've spoke about this book on several occasions. It's called The Interior Council, and it's talking about this nun who, her name is St. Teresa Avila, okay? And she talks about the importance of prayer, and that's what she's writing about. She's writing about the importance of prayer, okay? And she says that the only way that one can enter into the castle of their own soul, of their own divinity, is by way of what? Prayer. Prayer. That's the only way. If you don't enter, that's just like a key. That's your key, prayer. And I think we do it naturally, and we don't even realize what we're doing. Because when we begin to pray, we're causing things to move in a certain way. We're causing things to shift within our own perception, if you will, you know? And when I say causing things to move in a certain way, we're causing the laws of the universe to move in our favor. This is why you have universal laws, and universal laws are not man-made laws. However, the man-made laws that we have do correspond with the universal laws. But just to mention some of the universal laws, we have the law of mentalism. You think into the thing in which you want to come to pass. You think into it. What are you thinking into? You're thinking into the mind of God. You're thinking into the mind of God so that you and God, or you and the divine, can become co-creators and begin to cooperate. You begin to cooperate with the divine, and the divine begins to cooperate with you. And what happens is there's a mystical marriage that takes place between you and divine, where you two become one. And then you have the law of cause and effect. Whatever you sow, you shall what? Reap. So whatever you're reaping is nothing more than the effects of the very thing that you caused in the first place. But even in that, if you realize, hey, I am the first causation of this thing in which affects my life now that I have created. If you realize that, then you know that you can change your mind. So you go back to the law of mentalism. Let me think something differently about this situation. And you begin the process all over again. Huh? And then from there, we move into the law of correspondence, right? So the thing that you do over here, it has to show up over here. It has to show up on the right, or it has to show up on the left. Huh? It's a law of correspondence. This is what we call the law of attraction. So you have sown a seed into the law of mentalism. Okay. You have thought into, and let me retract, you have thought into the law of mentalism. You have sowed a seed into the cause and effect law. Now you sit back and you wait for what? The correspondence of it. You wait for those things to come into your life, to come into your life and show you the thing in which you have already been praying for. When you set the law in motion. Huh? So you have the law of correspondence. And then you have the vibration that comes with it. And then you have the law of rhythm. And then you have the law of gender, okay? You have the law of polarity, huh? You have all these things moving at the same time, simultaneously creating what I call the flower of life. It's the flower of life. It's the tree of life, huh? It's a part of the tree of life. Huh? This is what it's about, people. See, when you know who you are as you are, and you know how to serve as you are from who you know you are, then the world can't do you no harm. Matter of fact, the world will become your friend, and you will become the friend to the world. And then you can, with confidence and boldness, you can say, I live in this world because I'm friends with it, but I'm not of this world. None of us are of this world. We're just living here. We're taking up space. But as we live here and we take up this space, we have to learn how to participate in it from a divine perspective, having the human experience, huh? Having the human experience. I always say, and I will always say, that I am a spiritual being. Have I always been this way? No. But my soul has always cried out, hallelujah. So my soul has always been in this path, and I've just been floundering with it. I've been going with the flow, if you will, the flow of the soul, the overflow of the soul. Now I'm in the overflow of the soul because I'm one with it. I always say that I am a spiritual being having a human experience. See, when you begin to say things such as that, you begin to make bold statements like that, you have to recognize that you are a perfect being. You are perfect in all that you are. You are perfect. Living or experiencing, having the experience as a human being, you're not the human being, and you're not the conditions and situations that come as a human being. You're not that. You're not these things. You're not the trials and tribulations in which you go through. You're not the pain and the frustration and the disappointment. You're not the labels that we place on ourselves on a regular basis. We're not those things. That's just a part of the participation. But get this. It is the imperfection of human conditions. So when you hear a person say, well, I'm not perfect, that's what they're saying. They're saying that they are human and they are not perfect. If you do declare and decree yourself to be a human being, you're absolutely right. You're not perfect. You're not perfect. There's nothing perfect about being a human being. Nothing. But we are spiritual beings having the human experience. So we are the perfected, completed, complete whole beings having an experience through the imperfections of the human experience. Huh? So the perfection of who we are is being perfected through the human experience. It's the imperfections of the human experience that needs to be healed. And as we heal those things, we are what? Returning home to who? Self. The perfection of who we are. The wholeness of who we are. The completion of who we are. But going back to the book, Interior Council, she's talking about the different levels. Huh? She's talking about the different levels in the council of the soul and how each level comes with a certain nature to it. Okay? Each nature. I suggest. And I refer, I would prefer that if you know anything about this book, get it and read it with all understanding. Try to get all understanding of what she's saying, okay? Because here you have an individual who is in constant, consistent, and intense relationship with the divine. And she's writing about prayer. And she can't write about prayer unless her and the divine is in total, complete marriage or mystical marriage with one another. They're one. Because it is the divine that's writing through her. She is entering into the castle of her own soul. And based on her own experience, her language itself, the creator of all that is uses what she know, how she know it, and how she deliver it to perfect and deliver that message in regards to the interior castle. So my question to you all is, what level are you on when it comes to the castle of your own soul? What level? Have you even thought about it? Do you want to get to know yourself from a divine perspective? Go into prayer if you do. Go into prayer. But when you go into prayer, make sure, be mindful that you approach the divine that is within you with peace, confidence about your relationship with the divine, and humility. Humble yourself. What do I mean by that? Go naked and not ashamed. Naked and not ashamed. Not ashamed of anything that you're doing. If you're smoking marijuana and you think you're overindulging in that, hey, take it. Take it there. Go as you are. Don't come dressed up. Don't come dressed up, because we don't do dress-ups. We don't do costumes here. We do come as you are. We work with the wounded souls. We work with the troubled soul individuals, huh? Who are in bondage. That's who we work with. So if you're bold, if you're confident, if you feel secure within yourself, and if you're curious, to know who you are, what you are, and how you come to serve as a divine being. Hey, I say to you, start with prayer and be humble. Sit down, like Kendrick Lamar said, sit down and be humble. Sit down and be humble and be still. Be still and know that God is still God. I don't care what you call God, he, she, it, they, them, it don't matter. God is everything. God is all things and working through all things as the divine. Huh? So I challenge you this day to go there. Go there. Enter the gates of your soul with prayer first. Huh? Silence. Go there. Let the divine that is within you take on all of these burdens that you're carrying around, because the yoke of the divine is easy. It's easy. It's easy, 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 easy. And it will set and make you free. But I will say this too. You will do the work. You will do the work. What do I mean by doing the work? If you find yourself doing things, overindulging in worldly things, if you will. If you find yourself doing these things, when you begin to do the work, you're going to go to the root cause of you doing those things. Why do we go to the root cause? So that we can pull that root up. We can pull it. We can pull it up. We can dismantle. And we can plant a different type of seed. Because if you start, if you cut it from the top, that ain't going to do nothing but make it mad. And it's going to come back with a vengeance. And you're not going to be able to pull it back as easily. So I advise you to get ready. When you go into a prayer life, get ready, get ready, get ready to go to the root of all things are going on in your life. There's a root causing you to do this and do that. The root, and because of the cause, you're always experiencing the effects of it. What are the experience? What are the experience of the effects? You probably got sickness in your body. If you don't have, you have probably disorders or discord within your mind. You're in complete mental turmoil all the time. You're full of anxiety. You're full of fear. You're full of jealousy and envy and anger and frustration. You're easily irritated by those around you. Huh? Let me tell you something, people. When you have those things going on with you, it ain't about the other person. It's about you. These are indicators that something within you needs to be paid attention to. It's no different than you driving a car down the road and you see lights flash up on the dashboard. It's an indicator that something needs to be paid attention to. Your feelings of discord indicators that something needs to be paid attention to. Because those feelings of discord or dis-ease, if you will manifest into some ugly, ugly stuff. Some effects that you are like, how did I get here? How did I get here? Why did I? How did I get here? And how can I get out of it? How can I get out of it? I need help. How can I get out of it? So that's what we do here at Sankofa Divinity, returning home to self. You know, we're always talking about expanding and elevating one's consciousness, because as you elevate and expand your consciousness, huh? The divine of the divinity of who you are is waiting for you. Is waiting for you as you do that to take you from one level to the other. And as it begins, as your mind, the divine within you begins to expand and elevate, people, places, and things around you, they're going to just begin to fall off. They're going to begin to fall back. Either they're going to fall back or they're going to say, oh, I want to go. Hey, they're going to be like, follow me. Follow me. Huh? Because we all want to be free at some point in our life. What is this freedom I'm talking about? I'm not talking about a place. I'm talking about a space within you that is occupied by unresolved issues. Emotional wounds. Lies and fables and traditions that we've allowed ourselves to follow and that hinders and retards and paralyzes us from the greatness of who we are as a divine being. I think it's absolutely amazing that we have such an opportunity to do such, to rise up, to grand rise. This is what the grand rising is all about. It's not something we're just spouting. Well, I can only speak for myself. When I say grand rising, I mean I am rising up in the grandeur and the grandness of who I am as a divine being. If I say namaste to you, I'm recognizing the divine being within you because I've already recognized it within myself. Huh? If I say to you, I love you, my brother, I love you, my sister, I have already said it unto myself. If I say it to you, I don't say things off the cuff. I say it because I mean it. And I mean it with a depthness beyond the comprehension of man, beyond the comprehension of this fluff in the world. The world and the things of the world is nothing more than a tool for us to get from one place within ourselves to another space within our being. That space is our divinity, huh? That space is our divinity, hands down, hands down. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close this thing out. I think Sankofa Divinity, my heavenly host and ancestors, they have spoken, and they have spoken very clearly about the things in which they wanted to say. And I am so grateful that I am a yielded vessel, a container, and an agent to deliver the message. And I wish and I hope and I pray you the same, my brother and my sister. Huh? So look forward to us coming back on. We're coming back here Thursday at 11:30, doing our thing as our thing. And you know what that thing is. Being the divine expression of all that is. But until that time, I ask that you all be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. And if you happen to find yourself in darkness, I want you to get all the overstanding, understanding, understanding that you can possibly get. Because at some point in your life, you are going to be the truth, the way, and the light to another individual. Huh? So I say to you all, be blessed and namaste.